oh, say like during a storm or something, such, and you might tell like all the wind has
blown,
right? Or all night long the wind
whistled.
Or another part of blow.
Blue.
If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a little few drops coming down, would you say, how would you describe that? What would you call it?
Drizzle.
Okay.
Trickle.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. What other things do you kind of like, maybe a late afternoon rain that comes down just kind of lightly? Is there any other term that you might use?
No, I don't think so.
Say in the morning, the air is real thick and hazy. How would you might even describe that? What would you say it was? If you can't see across the road early in the morning, say
dreary.
Dreary. Well,
do you mean cloudy?
Well, you know, early in the morning when it's heavy and it's overcast.
Dense.
Well, it would be dense. What do you call
foggy?
Foggy. What causes it to be that way?
Mist.
What? Or
fog.
Okay. And still talking about rain, if you hadn't had any for weeks and weeks, we might say, what kind of weather we had in?
Dry.
All right. What other, what's
usually
a term farmers might call it? They, when there's no water?
Drought.
Right.
If the wind's been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, how would you describe what it's doing?
Picking up speed.
If there's a white coating on the ground in the morning, when you get up, you might say that you had a little
manna from heaven. A little fog, I guess, or a little frost in winter.
Okay. If it was real cold the night before, say, near a lake, what might happen to the lake during the night? How would you describe what might happen?
Well, if you're up north, I guess it would freeze.
Mm-hmm. You might say it did.
It froze.
Mm-hmm.
The lake froze.
Okay. If it gets much colder than night, the pond might
freeze.
Okay. And it had, maybe before you got out there, it had
frozen.
Okay. We're in this, sitting in a room now that has a table and a lot of chairs. Evidently the family must eat their meals in here. What do you call this room?
A dining room.
Right. And what do you call the room where guests are entertained, the room that we came through to get into this room?
The living room.
Okay. Is there another name that you might call that?
No, I don't think so. Some people used to call them parlors, but we don't anymore.
If we were trying to describe this room, we might say the room is the height of it, say, is 9 feet. Now, if we talk about the different rooms in this house, for instance, a room where members of the family sleep would be
a bedroom.
And what about where meals are prepared?